Welcome, everybody, to episode 543 of Fappin' Poop. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. It's not Fappin' Poop. It's RP Grinders, of course. Gentlemen, how are you?
Here.
Jesus, you sound about as excited as Eric, because Eric, I think Eric had a bad week, too, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Did you have a shitty week, Breakman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, or should we just get in?
We'll get the Stinkos at one point.
Ooh, okay. That's a hell of a tease there. Awesome, man. Okay, well, I guess I had a shitty week too, man. Like, I'll talk about it in my Stinkos as well.
Yeah, I want to try and not be, like, really negative, though. I mean, it's E3 miss right now.
Yeah, I know. We're in a E3 fog. I'm telling you, man. There's a lot of leak stuff coming out. But, you know, we'll do our best to bring you the best in RPG news, and maybe here and there talk about some of the E3 stuff. Next week will be probably our E3 blowout week talk. And
yeah, I think we should not do some of the regular segments next week just to concentrate on E3 news, but that's just me.
No, I'll take care of that. I'm pretty sure we're going to have tons of news next week. So I know the news is going to be dominating next week, but we'll see how it goes and see how much news we got. And, you know, we're definitely going to be talking all things E3 next week. That's what we do. Does anybody know, speaking of E3, does anybody know where the best coverage of E3 is going to be? Is it just going to be on, like, Sony's channel or anything like that? Cause, like, back in the day, it used to be like G4 was the place to go. What was that? Did somebody shit their pants?
Wow. I guess I failed. I came.
Yeah, I guess you did too.
Is somebody playing a video game and not hosting? Is what's going on here?
I don't know. I guess, man.
That anyway, came out of nowhere. I wasn't ready for it.
So Eric did shit his pants. Okay.
Those are the worst. Like, you're just sitting there minding your own business all of a sudden. Oh, man. I didn't even know.
That was a beeper, man. Holy shit. Okay. So, again, does anybody know where we can catch the latest and greatest online or like?
Yeah, I usually go to YouTube, so don't ask me.
All right. I guess YouTube might be the place to go. Maybe Twitch will have some stuff, too. Eric and I were talking about YouTube and Twitch, and I like Twitch a lot better, especially for gamers.
But somebody needs to replace YouTube.
I agree. I totally agree, and I think Eric agrees, too. Fucking YouTube is... They're a bunch of Nazis, like Eric said. There's a lot of creators that have put stuff on. I know I've been the victim of fucking copyright strikes, like from Namco Bandai, that I know Namco Bandai did not, force them to copyright me. But, that's how YouTube
is.
Yeah,
right. Pac-Man is sitting back behind the desk.
Pac-Man.
I got it now.
Of all the icons, Pac-Man. Yeah, for sure. All right. Let's get started with this.
RPG news.
All right, we got tons of news, Eric. Let's get right into it.
All right. From RPG site, we've got Citizens of Space, which is the sequel to Citizens of Earth, which was from 2015. And that game is on... Well, I think this year came out on... Nintendo Switch, so that's out now. But there's no Switch. Well, strangely enough, I got a review survey for it, but there's no Switch code currently available.
What?
So I'm wondering what's going on with that. Is it coming out later or something? Then
I have no idea, Eric. That is kind of weird. I don't know what to say about that. But what do we got for pricing or whatnot?
I'm going to guess it's about the same price as the original, so it's $15.
Yeah.
June 8, 18th is when it comes out. So this is kind of almost a stealth announcement because I didn't even know this was in development.
You know, I'm going to give an exile to Freak 5, even though, I mean, he's in chat, but he can't hear because he forgot his earbuds, but he's going to get an exile.
And it looks like it's using a slightly different format for its combat. Yeah. And they say that it's pretty much an improvement of everything that was wrong with the original.
Well, hopefully, because I knew there were
One of my biggest problems with the original is that, like, you've got 40 characters, and you're probably going to have to switch them out a lot.
Yeah.
But they don't level up if they're not in the party.
Yeah.
And there's lots of random encounters, like way too many.
The good old.
I mean, there's enemies on the screen you can encounter and run away from, but like they litter the screen, and there's a point in the game where there's just clearly no direction as to where to go.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Yeah, that sounds like a '90s game.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else, Eric?
That's just it, really.
Okay. Breakman, next story. And Bernie's Exile, too.
Yeah, just thinking of every Breath of Fire game ever.
Yeah, exactly.
God, why is it so hard to give direction to what you're supposed to do? Like, just fuck.
Exactly.
Breath of Fire 3 made it easy by just giving you direct paths to the next point in the game.
Yeah, but the earlier ones, like, you had to go literally talk to every NPC, and there'd be the one that would give you the right hint. It's like, oh,
yeah. Fuck.
So if you saved and forgot, you know, after a couple days.
Well, you could just do the Dragon Quest method of just keep going across the world map until you get to enemies that are just too hard for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a choice. All right, what do we got, Break?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Exceed to localize Work X Work as Hero Land in North America. That's way different. One of them's working, the other's being a hero.
You're a hero and you're working, so like I guess it's just more less work. Like I guess they don't want people to know that you're working because then they might want to play because of, like it's supposed to be a video game and not work.
Hero Land is a traditional styled RPG written by Nobuyuki Inui and the director of Mother 3. Other notable staff includes artist Nobuhiro Imagawa and Tsukasa Masuko. Are you laughing, Frank?
I don't know, man.
Shut up, Frank. Maybe nobody asked you anything.
Maybe it's because you sound like you're trying to mix Spanglish with Japanese, man. I don't know. All right, what else you got, man? Breakman's broken.
Put on nostalgia goggles for the
same. I think it's Moscow, by the way.
Moscow. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Put on nostalgia goggles for the single-player RPG about a theme park where guests can explore dungeons, beat up baddies, and become legendary heroes while the player assists from the sidelines as a tour guide.
I'll be your tour guide for this area. Yeah. All right, what do we got?
Oh, okay, the giant beast, folks. Watch as these heroes.
Wow, they just lost
new heroes here.
They need to level up.
Yeah. This tale of princes and pixels is told by over 20 quirky characters, including overzealous knights and an irrescapable otter, and Check Notes mad eating broccoli. Okay. When the Dark Lord's monsters are also your co-workers, it's hard to draw the line between work and play. Directed by Takahiro Yamane, written by Nobuyuki Inoue, set in a colorful 2D world created by Nobuhiro Imagawa and jam-packed with Tsukasa Musoko. How do you say that again, Eric?
Moscow. I think it's Moscow's. Because her name reminds me of Sasuke's, so it's kind of spelled the same way, except with like a couple letters changed.
Okay. And she did the whimsical tunes, and Adventure is one that cannot be forgotten, is the last sentence.
Yeah. All right, it looks interesting. It's got a different kind of style. It's a kind of a mix between maybe like a Paper Mario 2D type thing with some artwork that looks
The
similar.
graphics look good. I want to see this game, actually.
Yeah, no, it looks okay. It doesn't.
I like the faux 2D style of it. Like they're really 3D characters, but they're set up to look like 2D.
It's like I said, a la Paper Mario. If you ever played
Only
that game.
without the paper aspect.
Yeah, without the paper aspect, but something similar to that. It looks fine. I wouldn't
It
mind playing
looks
something like
creative,
that.
and I like creative art styles.
No, you don't. You hate it.
As long as they're fun.
You told me off air.
That guy's got a paper clip in his afro.
He does have a
I
paper clip in
thought you were about to say asshole.
Only you break, man. Only you, man. All right, let's move on from assholes. Yeah, I don't even know how
Or a
to.
hair clip. I don't know if it's a paper clip
Something
or
that's
whatever.
not going to be an
Something that
asshole.
shouldn't be an asshole.
Yeah, this is definitely not going to be an asshole. This comes to us from RPG site. Baldur's Gate 3 officially announced for PC and Google Stadia. This is interesting, guys. After a week.
Why not consoles?
I'm sure it'll come to consoles later, man. After a week of teasing, Larian Studios has officially announced Baldur's Gate 3 for PC and Google Stadia during today's Stadia Connect stream. Some early sleuthing may have spoiled the reveal in a sense. It's still surprising to see a return to classic, but long dormant CRPG series. And then there's a trailer, but
I know, I got a boner, and then you said for PCs and Stadia. I'm like,
yeah,
yeah, Stadia is a terrible mistake. It needs to die in a fire right now.
Well, give it a shot, man. I don't know. I'm all for
But
gaming.
the games
I'd like
being
to see
made
it in
by
action.
games being made by the divine divinity original sin to
That's
people.
that those guys have a really good track record, so they're it's in good hands. I'm sure we'll get ports to all the other systems, so we're just gonna have to wait a little bit. This is actually a good game for Stadia to kind of launch like its deal, because Baldur's Gate's got a lot, it's got a fan base. They put a
But
nip
I think it's more of a niche fan base, you know? Like, it's not.
It's pretty
It's
popular.
a great. And the Baldur's Gate games were great, but they weren't, like, outside of PCs, they weren't, like, a big name. That's what I
No,
mean.
but I mean, everybody was PCing back in the day, PC gaming back in the day. And they put together a really healthy trailer. The hype is real for this game. There's no question about it, Breakman. But I agree with you, it's not going to be, like, a world-ending type game, but I think it's a good entry for Stadia to kind of get their, dip their foot in the water. But we'll see. And obviously,
And this guy just turned into a mind bender.
Mind Flayer.
Mind
Yeah, so
flayer, yeah.
it was really cool. It's a cool trailer. If you guys haven't checked out the trailer for Baldur's Gate 3, make sure you do, because it's actually pretty fantastic. But I
Well,
hope.
now I want to see somebody change into Dr. Mindbender.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
All right, Eric, what do we got next?
It kind of looked like him for a moment, though.
Yeah.
We've got the Children of Morta's got a release window for summer 2019, so I'm guessing like late September maybe.
Yeah,
But
probably.
PS1 or PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and Steam, or it's just PC, but I'm guessing that just means Steam. I don't think it's coming to the Epic Games Store.
Got really nice artwork. There's not.
But it's a story-driven indie roguelike RPG featuring pixel art and narrative centered on familial ties, hack slash gameplay, and six different playable characters.
Yeah, I love the art style. Art style is really good. It sort of has a Diablo feel, but more roguelike, I'm guessing.
And it says the digital version of the game will have the odd price point of $22.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And physical editions will be available for $29.99, and then likewise for euro, but for pounds it's $24.99,
Yeah. I'm pulling up
and the
this.
Switch version is 34 because Switch tax, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That Switch tax, man. That kills me every time I fucking see
It's because
that
they have
shit.
to pay more for the cartridge size, that's
Yeah,
why.
I guess, but damn, man. Cartridges cost that much. Why can't Nintendo just do something cheap like fucking disc for a change? You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Well, I think once the larger cart sizes become more available, they'll go down in price.
I
But they haven't
hope.
even got to that point yet.
No, they haven't. And by that time, they'll be thinking about their next console. So, what, you know.
Because I think the 64 gigabyte cartridges aren't out yet because they're still working on how to figure out how to get it working and maybe at an affordable price point. So, like, once they can figure that out, the cartridges that they're using now will be reduced in price.
Yeah. Really dig the art style of this game, but we'll see how it pans out later. All right, Break, next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Darksiders Genesis announced for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, PC, and Stadia. Well, everything, huh? Mm-hmm. Genesis is set before the events of the original Darksiders and features a new horseman, Strife. Some listings have appeared on Amazon offering a description of the game. Here's the trailer. Well,
it makes sense considering we've only seen three.
I'm not going to give the story synopsis, but I'll give the bullet points. War and Strife have been given a new assignment. Lucifer has been plotting to grant power to master demons throughout hell. War and Strife must hunt down these masters. Fight your way through a tangled demonic conspiracy that threatens to forever upset the balance and unravel all of creation.
Darksiders is a... Did I say Darksiders? Darksiders.
Yeah, Darksiders. You're right.
Darksiders is a good... a nifty kind of game. And I'm looking at the trailer here. It looks good. You know?
Diablo clone.
It is a Diablo clone, but, I'm all for Diablo clones, man. Diablo clones are awesome. This is good. This is a departure from the other type of, action-y type games that are out there. But, I like the whole lore, and I think Darksiders is kind of underrated, to be honest with you, but, whatever. Dungeon says first and second games were good. Third game was, for me. There's always that one stinker in a series that, even the Uncharted series, what was it? It was either two or three that wasn't as good as the other ones.
I say three isn't as good as the other
ones. Yeah, I think I would agree with you. I was trying to remember which one wasn't
three,
the greatest.
Three's story was like a fever dream of insanity, and nothing made sense, and they didn't bother trying to make sense of it.
No, and I agree, but there's always that one. I mean, it was still good. I mean, I played through three, and I liked it, but there's always those games that don't quite wow you like the other ones. The good friend Dungeon Busters in chat.
I'd be almost convinced that all of three was a hallucination because Nathan was on drugs the entire time and he was rehab.
That's a possibility, man. It did seem like a fever dream for sure. No question.
Now we need a game where the main character is. We need a series where the main character goes into rehab.
Yeah.
And comes out.
Yeah.
We need that. And they have to deal with issues What's his name's got to go into rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon says, I think it was the third Uncharted 2. Yeah, I agree. Let's see who's in chat. Commander Root's in chat. Bernie's in chat. Lurks is in chat. Welcome back, Lurks. And Dungeon, of course. And we'll probably get some more later. I'll re-mention some names that come on in. People were complaining that there were too many cutscenes. Really? I mean, come on, man. Sometimes...
I think there were too many cinematic scenes that, transitioned to the QTEs.
That was
another problem.
I don't mind that type of stuff. I mean, I think that they did a really good job with that game, but I agree it was the weaker of the bunch. Dungeon says the last Uncharted was fun, but the combat started to get really repetitive. Well, all you can say that about all
the Uncharted games. Are you talking about the game with Chloe?
Oh,
are you talking about four?
Lost Legacy or whatever it was, or four? Yeah. But they all are pretty repetitive, to be honest with you. Great way to close out Drake's arc. Yeah, I thought so too. I thought that was a good way of sending that series out. All right, let's move on to the next story coming to us.
There'll probably be more Uncharted. They just want Nathan Drake on them.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net. Atelier Riza will be released in Japan on September 26th. Main characters introduced with new screenshots. And I'm showing those screenshots now, and that's pretty much the gist of the story. It's more Atelier artwork, and it's pretty fantastic.
I just hope that this has been in development for years, because the lack of development shows in the last couple Atelier games. And I've been playing Olua, and it feels more like a return to form.
Yeah.
But this game looks like it's doing a lot of things that are very different. And I hope they actually spent time on them to make them work.
Yeah. Let's see. Lost Legacy was fun. Dungeon says I liked it. It was great to hear from Chloe again, and the combat was just right. I agree. I liked it too. It was kind of short.
And it's not too long, so it's it didn't last its welcome.
Yeah, I was gonna say, to me, I thought it was a little short, but I liked it. It was good. Good game in that series. Hopefully, they come out with another good one, and we'll get more Uncharted goodness. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is, speaking of Uncharted, Tom Holland's doing Nathan Drake in the movie.
Tom Holland? Really?
Yeah. He's a little young. Just like, So we're going to have younger Drake or what?
How old is he? I know he plays a teenager, but most people who play teenagers in like movies and TV shows.
He's like 23 or something.
Yeah, he's young to be playing Nathan Drake. I don't know if I like that.
Like the beginning, I think they want to make this the next type of Indiana Jones franchise. You know?
That would be good. I wouldn't mind that. I think that'd be
so.
Okay.
They want the character to grow.
Yeah. Well, that's fine with me. I'm down. I'm totally down. All right.
Right.
Eric, let's move on. We got to get these news stories done.
Okay, moving on. We've got Dragon Star Varner has a date for a Steam version.
Okay.
Well, sort of. It says release in 2019, which I guess that means probably before. I'm going to say it's going to be an October release.
Yeah. Yeah, see, even Dungeon agrees with this. He says Tom Holland as Nathan Drake is like a really young Nathan Drake. I agree. Maybe they could do like a prequel first, like, you know, how they did in 4, I think, and like kind of, you know, set things up and, you know, that I think that would be cool.
Or they'll do what they do with Shia LaBeouf, just give him a mustache to make him look older.
just put one of those like old cowboy school, you know, old school cowboy mustaches on him. That would work, man. Why not? Or maybe like a broom mustache, like a Wilford Brimley mustache. That'd be cool. The Young Nathan Drake Chronicles. Oh my God, Dungeon. If they name it that, Jesus Christ. Okay. Breakman.
No, it'll be like about, and let's say like Nathan Drake went on a lot of ventures before his first game, so maybe this is like chronicalizing those.
Yeah. All right, Break. What you got? Break, man. Next story.
Sorry, it's loading.
That's all right.
I was trying. I was like, I figured silence to let you talk, and it would load it. Okay, yeah. Here we go. All right, welcome to a live RPG site. Pokemon Sword and Shield are releasing on November 15th. Legendary Pokemon and co-op raids revealed. Ooh, raids. Are raids a new thing?
I know.
So they've added raids. Wow. I wonder how many people that are going to... Is it like a 20?
You fight a giant Pokemon. That's what a raid is in this game.
All right, but raid usually means like large group of people. So, is it gonna like how many people are gonna be able to do raids and stuff? I'm scrolling through the article and I'm not seeing like that number. There are a lot of details in this article.
It's too much stuff.
God.
Yeah, it's a real deep. This article's long, but I'm playing the trailer now. It looks cool, man. I mean, it's got all the fun, you know, Pokemon.
Who wrote this article, man. Applause.
I do feel that Dynamaxing the game's mechanic where the Pokemon becomes giant is kind of dumb because they're just getting bigger. and they're glowing red like they've activated Kaioken.
Yeah. Brian.
Brian Vitale. I feel like I've praised that name before.
Yeah, we have. This guy's good. I'm digging his work. It's too much to say his entire article on our show.
The Crow Pokemon kind of looks like a Batman.
And don't worry, we're not plagiarizing your stuff. We're not getting paid.
Yeah, no, we would not. We won't Joe Biden your stuff. That's for sure. All right. Looks good. I mean, I looked at the trailer. It looks fine. I don't know how they were touting this as like being revolutionary, but I don't know how revolutionary that's going to be. But it looks good. Looks like another great entry in the series of Pokemon games. So I'm sure
that one looks fun to me because the Pokemons look they look like real characters. You know? Yeah, no, they don't look just in the original, how they were just a 2D image and stuff like that, and in upgrades they were still just an image.
Yeah.
Like now they seem like full fledged, living, breathing animals.
Yeah, I think they look cool. It's more like Monster Hunter Switch type stuff is what, yeah. what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I dig that. I can get down with that. All right. Whose turn is it next? I think it's my turn, right? All right. Next story comes to us also from RPGsite.net. The Surge 2 launches on September 24th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And the Steam page has also been open. So those looking to score Surge 2, it's coming. There's going to be a limited edition GameStop exclusive for $59.99. You're going to get Lenticular exclusive cover, exclusive 8-page comic book, double poster with. I do like the double posters. I wish they would bring those back. That's one.
GameStop's probably going to be dead by the end of the year, though. It's
yeah,
like,
I know, man.
They are not in good standing right now. That's
no,
for sure.
No, they are not, man. I'm wondering how long GameStop's going to be around, to be honest.
Well, they've failed to recognize like the digital era. And like really get themselves involved in it. I know they've sold digital stuff for a long time, but they've never like really.
They also like, tried publishing their own games.
But I doubt that they're going to be done by the end of the year because they have a big worldwide presence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to
so
take a little while.
They're going to be. They're definitely struggling in America, but I can see them making profit in other countries.
Yeah, I better be able to get my $5 pre-owned coupon. Before they end. So don't end before I get that, you son of a bitch.
Speaking of ending, I saw, like, I was walking through the store and I saw, like, this rack full of iTunes gift cards. And I was like, God damn, I wonder how fast I gotta sell them.
I know, man. Like iTunes is done, man. Like, although I think they'll, like, iTunes, like, if you have one of those cards, I think iTunes Music is still gonna be around. So you'll be able to use it there or other places. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure people aren't going to get screwed over with that that type of stuff. So, you know. So, all right. What do we got next, Eric?
Shenmue 3 has been delayed again. Again, because I never knew it had a release date.
I know. It's really weird. August 27th, huh? They said originally, but... delayed to what? November, it looks like. November 19th.
Supposedly, if it doesn't get delayed again by then.
It'll get delayed into 2020. I would put money that Shenmue 3 gets delayed into 2020. You guys,
well, according to this, they had an original release date of August 27th.
It's been delayed so many times, I didn't bother listening anymore.
anybody want to bet me? Maybe Dungeon will take this action. And you want to bet me that Shenmue 3 will be pushed into 2020 Dungeon. He says GameStop tried so hard to diversify, but why go to a GameStop for digital gift cards when I can do that at Best Buy? The reason is because they have that rewards program, Dungeon. I know Best Buy did for a while, but that's what I would do.
They still do. It's just not what it used to be.
Yeah. Also, shitty used game prices. Yeah, if they fucking, like... would charge less for their used games, people might have
problem. Or they gave you more for trading them in.
Yeah, they still do, but you can't like buy into it anymore, Dungeon. So I mean, I'm screwed. I don't know. I don't like GameStop at all. So who cares? Slagar's in check. Good friend Slagar, welcome on in, Slagar. He says, don't remember last time I traded in.
Neither do I.
What's most likely to happen to GameStop in America might be that I'll just be an online retailer.
Yeah. I think the last time I traded something at GameStop, it was to get the first Splinter Cell game on GameCube, I think, if you can believe that. But
wow.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story. I don't know who did that story, so let's go with Breakman.
He said, Slugger says, I'd rather keep it and get a buck for them. Not GameStop. You get like 50
this
cents.
This is why you sell your games on places like eBay or Craigslist.
Yeah, go to eBay or something. Yeah.
And instead of buying games, if your library doesn't suck like mine does, you can always go to the library and rent a game.
That's true, too. You can rent them for free at certain libraries. They do have games. They're like an archive place. I didn't know that they did that, but they do. All right.
Yeah. If your library doesn't suck and they actually do that.
A lot of movies and stuff too.
Mine doesn't, the one in Jefferson doesn't, but at least the one in Jefferson has Blu-rays. The one in Geneva doesn't even have Blu-rays, or at least the last time I checked it in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know you can do all that stuff at the library, but I just feel like if you're going to a library, you should be reading a book.
Reading is overrated.
And a movie.
Well, I don't go to libraries, but I'm just saying.
Reading is overrated, Breakman. Come on, man. I mean, this is... What are you trying to do? Educate the world, Breakman? How about you educate the world?
I write reviews and you're working against my interest by telling people that reading's overrated.
Dungeon says, why trade in when I can just sell a relatively new game for more money on eBay? I think last time I went to GameStop was this past holiday season to hunt down for Tetris Effect when they had a $20 special for it. Yeah, see, that's the only reason.
Hell now.
The only reason I go to GameStop is to buy, like, PlayStation cards because I can get, like, like rewards for it. You know, the more money you spend at GameStop, they give you rewards. And I still like gaming for it. I didn't think
cards would be something they let you get reward points for.
I don't know, but you spend money there. Whatever you spend money on, you get rewards. So that's why I do it. That's exactly why I do it. Or Funkos, yeah, Bernie, putting out
Funkos.
I like Funkos. How dare you? All right, break, man.
Whatever you do, though, don't eat that Funko Pop Sonic cereal. It's awful.
I wouldn't know. I'm not gonna eat that shit, man.
How's the Mega Man cereal?
It's basically just that, but they put Sonic on the box instead.
Oh, okay, so awful. coming to us live from Gamatsu, Grand Blue Fantasy Versus, published by Exceed Games in North America. Exceed Games will publish Grand Blue Fantasy Versus for PlayStation 4 in North America. I don't know why I keep saying it like that. I'm sure I can. Grand Blue Fantasy Versus. Okay, that's better. And North America, PlayStation 4, it'll be playable on E3. It's great for all those that go on E3. You're probably not listening to this show. Here's an overview of the game. Set in the world of Grand Blue Fantasy, the hit Japanese mobile RPG developed by Cygames with more than 20 million players, the fighting game is designed to appeal to both Grand Blue Fantasy and fan games alike. Well, that's cool. Fan games? That's fighting game fans like. Sorry.
Yeah.
In Grand Blue Fantasy Versus, power, skill, and spirit collide in a quest to find a true champion of the ring. I'm just gonna skip ahead. Developed by Cygames, Narc System Work, and published in North America by Exceed Games. Blah blah blah. He says, "Now there's no release."
Yeah, there's no release date. +5 health to Dungeon Buster. He says, "If Frank were a dragon, his treasure trove would be filled with Funkos." Yeah, for sure, man. And Eric is exiled. That's all I'm gonna say about that. All right.
So basically, you'd be a Thoromir, and you'd get crazy and increasingly more crazy. By all the Funkos that you'd be surrounded by.
Pretty much, man. All right. Dungeon says, you must face Frank the Dragon, good adventures, and retrieve the holy Funko of Antioch. Exactly.
Frank the Dragon, the oldest of all the dragons.
instead of Dragon Slayer, we can call it Frank's Lair.
How dare you guys? How dare you guys?
You have to rescue
I'm walking off. I'm walking off the show after I do this story. From Gamatsu, Akiba's Trip.
Instead of playing as Dirk, we play as Dork.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? This story comes to us from Gamatsu. Akiba's Trip, Hellbound and Debriefed, coming west for PS4 and PC. The original Akiba's Trip comes west. So I just mentioned that. And there's a little overview, take a trip back to the origin of the series that will knock more than just your socks off. In Akiba's Trip, players expose vampiric creatures called Shadow Souls to deadly sunlight by liberating them of their clothes. Wow.
Yeah, that's where the debrief comes in, where the title is.
Now a fully remastered version of the original, quote, and this isn't me here, strip action RPG. Wow. I never played Akiba's Trip, but I heard good things about it.
Akiba's Beat, on the other hand, is kind of boring.
Yeah. It's coming west for the first time. Following the success of Akiba's Trip Undead and Undressed, which was released as Akiba's Trip 2 in Japan.
I'm sorry, Undead and Undressed?
Yeah. Dude, I'm just reading here. I'm just the messenger. But there you go. So, stripping.
It's just like kind of a misnomer because they aren't exactly vampires. So they're sort of like vampires, but they're not undead.
Dungeon says,
Strange.
this game must happen. And Breakman is exiled. That's the first time I think I've ever exiled both co-hosts on the show. I know how to defeat Frank the Dragon. It just hit me, Bernie says. And then she didn't say, tickle him. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you give
We all
my.
know Frank's weakness now.
How dare you give everybody's. Give every, actually, that's a false
Frank,
weakness.
do you breathe fire or do you breathe something else?
I breathe weed fire, man. That's what I breathe. Dungeon says, tries to summon Don Bluth. Dungeon. Sword is like a series of glued together toy train cars.
Strong slow is a line, though.
Yeah, and like I have like a rival, and it's like the Trump dragon or something. It's got this big orange mop on top of its head. Cast Tensor's Tickling Phantom. Dungeon, you're on fire today, man. Plus five for charisma too, Dungeon. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is from RP. No, get yeah.
Gamatsu.
Gamatsu. All of them are. But Sega Ages, these are non-RPG stories. Well, this one's semi-RPG related. But Sega Ages, Versa Racing, and Wonder Boy Monster Land launch June 25th in West. These are separate releases. You also buy it separately. But it was in the article, but the RPG related one would be Wonder Boy Monster Land,
Yeah.
which is. I thought it was Wonder Boy in Monster Land, but it's just Monster
Yeah.
Land.
Slagar said he bought a Tensor's Tickling Phantom one time in a gas station bathroom once. So there you go.
But
Don't.
it's kind of, so they'll be released at $8 each, and there's a notable improvements in Wonder Boy Monster Land, such as Power Up New Game, which is basically New Game Plus. That can be enabled at any time, even if you haven't beaten the game. Because, like in other Sega Ages releases, like Streets of Rage 2, you have to beat the game before you can unlock Make a Punch and Make a Kick mode.
Dungeon says, Lost Sword of Lionel the Mighty, forged by Varian of Amtrak.
And then there's like three new challenge modes, which, okay. Sphinx and Monster Castle time attacks, plus the Fireball score attack, online leaderboards, and a replay function, and a Money Hungry mode. This last item plays off a bug that existed in the arcade original, where players could increase the value of any hidden gold by quickly shaking the joystick back and forth. While the unintended bug is enabled by default here, the Money Hungry mode disables it for the truly hardcore.
Wow.
Why would anybody want to play virtual racing?
I agree. I totally agree with you, Break. Like I'm looking at that. Who would pay
But
$8?
how much do you say? $7.99?
Yeah, $8 for virtual racing. Yeah, that's crazy.
At least it will be the first arcade perfect port that has existed.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Oh, fuck. Let's
Yeah, but
see.
would you want to play like an arcade perfect port of the original Virtua Fighter?
Probably not, man. Ooh.
You're better off just
Or
running virtual.
Tekken? I mean, like those original 3D games do not hold up.
Well, they're selling on people who are really hard up on nostalgia here.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I love nostalgia too. Like I'm definitely buying that Sega or later in the year,
Yeah,
you know?
yeah. No, I get
But
it. I get
yeah,
it.
some games age better than others, and that's not one of them. But
Yeah.
some people might still want it.
I think
Yeah,
like
like the PlayStation, the original PlayStation games, and a lot of the lot. I'm sorry, not all of them, but a lot of the original PlayStation Saturn games don't hold up.
I agree.
As far as like 3D
I
games.
totally
The
agree with
2D
you.
games, a lot there's a lot of great
I mean,
2D games
I'd still
and
play
not.
Kenny Rangers, but I'm not gonna say it's pretty. It's not.
Yeah. No, look, here's the thing. Like $8 is too much. It's
Yeah.
way too much. A dollar, $2 if you want to get saucy, $3 if you want to get greedy. You know what I'm saying? But $8,
Right.
$8, that's like, you want a gold house at that point. You know, there's no fucking way I'm paying $8 for virtual ways, racing. Maybe Monster Boy, but not even
It
that.
says that game supports up to 8-player simultaneous local multiplayer. Maybe if it had online multiplayer, I could save the $8. But
Even if it had online
and it came with
multiplayer.
beer.
Yeah, and it came with a pack of a six pack of beer or
It's a
Well,
digital
it's got to be an
download.
8-pack.
It's a digital download though, so I don't see how it could come with beer.
Yeah, that's
Mail it
true.
to you.
Yeah. All
Yeah.
right.
Like, yeah, just send
you
in a rebate code and they'll
can
just mail it to you.
Breakman, you get the honor of
Can I have my beer dine and dashed?
You get the honor of doing the last story break.
Oh, I accidentally closed this chat. Oh, well.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated announced for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, because that is the latest trend. Let's take every single game that came out on the 360 in the 360 era
and PlayStation remaster.
2 era,
yeah,
and let's just remake them and resell them. How much are they going to sell this one?
It doesn't show.
I think this is more like THQ Nordic saying, hey, remember all those Nickelodeon licensed games we did? We're doing them again.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't remember Battle for Bikini Bottom being a great game. I think I remember.
I remember hearing that the GBA version was actually the better one because it wasn't encumbered by shitty 3D platforming.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I played a lot of those games. There were some that I don't remember any of them actually being fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just my nephew needed help with something, so it's like okay.
Here, I think there was some good humor in the.
I kind of want to put this in the lulz because it's like why THQ.
I remember some of the humor being okay. I guess I mean, but as far as a remaster, I can't. Why would they? I guess because they'll sell it. That's why. Slagar says I'm literally 100 feet from a Lionel train shop. So there you go.
Nice. Yeah. It's Lionel, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lionel. Jesus Christ.
All right. Gamatsu. Oh, I'm sorry. Where am I?
You're done, right?
Where am I in the story? Okay. Key features play SpongeBob, Patrick, Sandy, and use their unique set of skills. Fucking Sandy. Yeah. Thwart Plankton's evil plan to rule Bikini Bottom with his army of wacky robots. See, she just wants to overthrow him. Like, once Plankton's dead in the show, Sandy will reveal her evil true self.
Yeah,
People just don't know. Meet countless characters from the Beloved series. And then a remake features faithful remake of one of the best SpongeBob games ever created. High-end visuals, model resolutions, and carefully polished
gameplay. Considering all the other SpongeBob games that are out, that's not saying much.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I totally agree.
Brand new Horde mode multiplayer for up to 2 players online and split screen. Well, that's
fun.
Okay,
that's nice.
Restored content that was cut from the original game, like the Robo Squidward boss fight and more. Well, a lot of times content was cut for a good reason.
But sometimes
not. No, I'm pretty sure since it's a licensed game, it was just cut to the time.
Yeah, for
sure. Of course, there's also that. And this was back before DLC was a thing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, is that it, Breakman?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's move on.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, we're moving on to homie discounts. All right, I'm going to run through all the discounts really quick here. Days of Play sale on PlayStation Store is lit, everybody. It is on like Donkey Kong. You can get Detroit Become Human for $7.99. You can get the Enhanced Edition for like $11. Comes with a couple of... I'm planning on getting Detroit Become Human.
Shadow of the Colossus is like $12, I think.
Yep, it's actually $12.99, so $13. Doom is $15. Horizon Zero Dawn is the complete edition is down to $9.99. That's an absolute steal. Ni No Kuni 2 is $10 for the season pass. It looks like, but there's other Ni No Kuni's on sale for like $20, and you know the digital deluxe edition or whatever.
I haven't read about the DLC, so I don't know if it's worth the $10.
I don't know either, to be honest. Last of Us Remastered is $9.99. That's a great deal. Uncharted 4, which we talked about earlier, $10. Uncharted Lost Legacy also $10. And this is a really good deal. Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection, which I believe is 1 through 3.
Isn't Bloodborne like $8 or something?
I believe it is. I'll get through it.
And the DLC is like $5.
I'm getting through it, Eric. I'll get to it when I get to it, man. Dark Souls is on sale for like $23, I believe. Spider-Man.
I'm kind of waiting for Dark Souls Remastered to hit $20 on Steam or something.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. There was some other shit here. That's a Switch
version, but I want to play a version of the game that's 60 frames.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 is $15. That's actually kind of a standard price for that.
I'm pretty sure my computer could handle that version. And I don't want to have to pay for subscription services like Xbox Live or PSN to play online.
Resident Evil 7 Biohazard is $15. Bloodborne Complete Edition Bundle is $17, so that's a pretty good deal. And there's plenty more on the play sale, and it runs through the 17th, so you'll have plenty of time to get what you need. Dark Souls Remastered, $24. That's actually a decent deal. God of War is down to $20. That's a great deal. It's a great game. And you can save a little bit more, I know, with the PlayStation Plus. And I don't know what those numbers are because I didn't log in to see. But you save a few more bucks that way. So Xbox has Dead Island Riptide Definitive Edition for $6. What else here? Dead Island the regular edition. Dead Island Definitive Edition for $6. Homefront the Revolution for $6. Tacoma, which is a decent game, for $6. There was something else I wanted to mention. Life is Strange Before the Storm, down to $5. So that's a great deal. Need for Speed Payback and Burnout Paradise are $5 a piece. So those are great sales on those games. And there's plenty more. Sekiro's on sale for, I think, like $47. Nintendo, the only deal of note is a game called Nelki and the Legendary Alchemist, Ateliers of the New World, for $47. So anytime you get a discount...
I wrote a review of that, and you probably shouldn't play it.
Yeah, so Eric
Why
says...
Why does Nintendo sales?
They hardly ever have anything great. There's Origami Shadow Edition for $20. I've never even heard of that game. Which is cheaper on the other systems, but of course you get the Switch tax is $11.89, and that's about it. So those are your homie discounts for the week. There are a few more that I've missed, but the Days of Play sales is really the one to look at on the PlayStation if you happen to have a PlayStation. With that said, let's move on to... Yeah. All right. It's time for Dear Breakman. Breakman. And by the way, Slagar says, I can say for certainly that this show is slightly better when you can hear it. Can you hear us now, Slagar? Only slightly. Yeah, for sure. All right, Breakman. What do we got on Dear Breakman?
Let me see. From At Freak 5 Chaos, we got a meme of life always feels better after a big poo. and then he was listening to the show, and he sent us a tweet, said, toss salad for the soul, the Breakman story.
Okay, I like it.
I bet you do. And then we got one from Bernie, who said, well, I just don't know what to say. Yeah, me either. And Freaks responded to that with, I almost pulled a Bernie today. I was driving home when I heard a noise that Frank Branches loves. A fucking train whistle, loud as fuck, right as we were crossing the tracks. I pooped today, but not in my pants.
Yeah, I doubt that. I think I responded by saying, yeah, you're probably still cleaning your pants right now. But all right, what else we got?
Yeah, those whistles are loud as fuck. I live next to a train. There are even times like I'll be on the road and they'll blow the horn behind me. Like, what the fuck? Oh, you fucking assholes. anyway, coming to us from Freak 5 Chaos. Have you ever driven through Nebraska? A boring fucking state to drive through. Bugs will throw themselves at the windshield of a parked car just to die and get away from Nebraska.
Nebraska?
But it is better than playing Dragon Quest VIII.
He's exiled, so that's... I mean, he's not even in chat, but he's going to... He was in chat earlier. He couldn't listen to the show. He got exiled then. He's getting exiled now. I would throw... In the Nebraska category, I would throw Kansas in there. I would throw Wyoming in there. There's nothing to see in Wyoming until you get to...
I'd throw Ohio in there, too.
Okay, Ohio. I think Iowa
Unless you're in the cities, like, it's a lot of nothing.
Yeah, yeah. There's parts of Colorado like that, too, but at least you look to the west and you see mountains. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, you know...
Well, that's the thing with Ohio. Most of the state's flat. So there's a lot of nothing.
Well, it can't be as bad as Kansas, man. I think Kansas is the boringest state out of all, but Nebraska's not far behind. All right, what else we got, Brake?
Let me see. There was a response from you and from Bernie. Got some memes back at him, and then everybody was hurt and cried and stuff like that. I'm just kidding. Anyway, let me see.
By the way, Bernie was born in Nebraska, so it's not like I'm biased or anything. Fuck Nebraska and fuck Kansas. Hey. Fuck Kansas, fuck Wyoming. All right, go ahead, Brake, man.
Freak gives us another one. He said, during this week's episode, I imagine it, Mrs. Breakman had a look on her face very similar to what I call Mrs. Freak's why the fuck did I marry you look. just wait. There are some questions coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to get to this. But, yeah, I agree. Like, when we did that show, that was a fun show, and I just imagine, her just walking in, hearing something, and then just walking right the fuck out with a disgusted look on her face. All right. Go ahead, Break.
Freak also says, no surprise to me, at Frank Branches was wrong. Zombies 2 is great.
How? Okay. I saw that, and I want to respond to that, because...
You did. You gave him a nah.
No, on the show I want to respond to that. Zombies 2 was awful. The first one was fun. It was
Then again, he really liked Predator, so...
Yeah, I question Freak 5's judgment. The first Zombies was really super fun and campy. Second one was trying to take itself too seriously. It was awful. It was a bad movie. I don't know. All right, what else
we got? Which isn't a problem in itself until you realize that it did terribly.
Well, it's supposed to be like a B-movie camp fest, which is what the first one was, and I kind of liked the first one. It made me laugh, you know. Second one didn't even do anything like that. It was just like way too serious. But anyways, what else we got, Break?
Yeah, from Freak, we got his sweeto of the week. He said stopped at his mom's for a short visit after work. 5-year-old niece is playing Super Mario Brothers. Nice. Shows me that she can beat 1-1. Asked if I want to play. Sure. Draw drops when I go to the warp zone. Draw drops when I get the fireworks after hitting the flagpole.
I love that, man. Kids that have never played Mario, like, they get that same feeling that you got when you were a kid and you played the game, man. That's really cool.
Really, I love it. Like, showing them old Nintendo games, because they're like, for instance, like a Mega Man game, and if a kid's watching, they'll tell me, like, you need to go after this character first. Mm-hmm. So I'll go after somebody else, you know, just and they're watching it like, oh, why you do that? Just because they're not older. They don't have the same experience as I did playing it as a kid. Like, right. I've been playing the game for 30 years, you know?
It's hard for me to go back to regular Nintendo days, Break, man. I was talking to Bernie about this, man. Like, there are certain games, like, you know, Mario's a classic that anybody can play and pick up, uh-huh, and all that. But, like, some of the later games on the Nintendo, like, if you look at games today and you compare them to, and it's not fair because 8-bit versus, you know, photorealism, like, or near photorealism, like, the difference is paramount. Like, I cannot, in good conscience, like, play like an old ass 8-bit like Castlevania, for instance. It doesn't translate anymore, you know. Like games are like, I don't know, there's certain games that I just cannot go back to on the regular Nintendo. I can maybe reach back to the Super Nintendo and play something like Super Metroid or something, but beyond that, like, it's, the games are so good nowadays that playing the regular Nintendo is just really hard for me. Really hard.
No, you just suck and you don't want to admit it.
Well, I suck. I mean, there's no question about that. Oh, damn. But, you know.
Admit it.
But, no. Original Nintendo can still hold up, Dungeon Buster. Certain games, Dungeon, like, there's... I mean, all the glitchiness and all... I mean, I know it's charming and it's, you know, it's one of the things... Now it's kind of a feature to that system, but... But now you go back to anything like that, and like I was playing, I can't remember what I was playing, but it was a Nintendo game, and like the glitchiness, like how your character would go in and out, and like you couldn't see him on the screen, and it just, if there was too
screen
much
screen flicker is never fun.
Screen flicker is not fun. It just isn't fun. Junk food heals. Dungeon Buster says. So there you go. I don't know. What else we got, Break?
You were talking about Rhapsody of Ransom.
This is why you get M2 to port your games, so that it removes screen flicker.
I guess.
Which is kind of why the ports of Mega Man 1 through 6 are kind of ass, because they kind of worked too hard to replicate the original NES feel. It's like, no, you should have made improvements.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down for less flicker and improvements, like remastered editions of things, but man, the Nintendo... Yeah.
So, but like M2 kind of went in the other direction, where they kept glitches or like typos for nostalgia's sake, but like, well, not glitches, just typos. Like apparently there's this cave you can go to buy this cake for like 200 Meseta, and the game mistakenly says it's 200 or 2000 of Seba.
Slagar says, junk food has both healed and killed me. All right, what else we got, Break?
Like bad junk food, or like what kind of junk food?
Are he's talking about River City Ransom, man.
Oh.
Anyway, he said, from also another Sweeto 10 years ago, the adoption of my daughter was finalized. Congratulations.
That's awesome. That's great.
Do you have like a, I'm serious, do you have like a celebration for that or something?
I would assume.
Like, is it like
so?
Another birthday party if you do?
I would assume there'd be a celebration for that for sure. Extra birth parties.
Daddy Day, is that what you
well,
call
I'm
what?
Asking Freak, really, but no, he'll respond to me in Twitter, and I'll completely have forgotten.
Look, if I was Freak's kid, I'd demand 2 days, like your birthday for sure and your adoption day. I'd be like, look, Dad, you know, you got a pony up here. 2 days, man. Two days of presents, which would be awesome. All right, what else we got, man?
He also sent me a YouTube video. I can't really play it here, but he said, did you make this video when you played WoW? Is that Mrs. Breakman in the background? You know, it's the video is called Warcrack Peeing in a Bottle.
What?
Oh, boy. Okay. Anything else, Break?
Oh, hold on.
What?
I got a link that says, did you make this video when you played? It's a video of somebody making a parody video of Timbaland's Give It To Me featuring Justin Timberlake and Nelly Furtado called Warcrack Ping in a Bottle.
Okay. All right. What else? Anything else?
Oh, he's saying, like, in the video, like, the guy's peeing in a bottle, you know, and you're probably disgusted at me in the background. Get it? Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. What else we got, man?
Let me see here. We have a what is this? Oh, this is finally a Dear Breakman question. Dear Breakman, what's your guy's take on public affection?
Ooh, I'm assuming that's Bernie that asked
don't
that.
Make out and fuck in front of me is what I prefer.
You know, it's weird. Like,
but it's okay if I do it. That's different.
It's okay if you do it. Okay, I can understand that. I'm okay with it, man. The world's too full of hate and too full of people doing stupid bullshit things. So have at it, man. As long as you're not like whipping out your penis in front of me or, you know, doing something stupid like that. Like you know, have at it. Go tongue kiss. Do whatever the fuck you want, man. Because, you know, it's the world is too full of bullshit and too full of people fighting with each other. So why not, man? Have at it. Go ape shit.
Let me qualify. Like, depends on where you are. Like, for instance, I've seen people like making out in Target, for instance.
Okay, making out as far as like just kissing or what are you talking about?
No, just kissing. I've seen just kissing in Target, and that was fine. Like I've seen guys just like lean over, just kiss each other type thing. No, like I'm talking about like I've seen somebody like in the back and like they're up against the wall, two people like making out.
Oh, like heavy petting then.
Yeah, like that. Target.
There are certain places. I mean, if you're in public, you have to have your own fucking sense of where you are, and you know. I wouldn't. You know, but I mean, you know what I can do if I see that break, man? I just turn the other way. I mean, it's no big deal. Like it's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying, I think there are certain places.
Yeah.
I think there's something to be said for teaching people about impulse control.
Right, that too. Like, if you're at a rock concert and something, and you know, it's alcohol is flowing and it's a party atmosphere, and you're with your loved ones, something like that. That's different, you know. But if you're like getting Kroger shopping and stuff, or the Piggly Wiggly, like, hey, there's a pineapple. let me grab your ass and stick my tongue down your throat.
You know what? Like, honestly, Breakman, like, I think the same thing applies. Like, if you, you know, as long as you're not like straight out having sex and whipping out parts that are, you know, shouldn't be whipped out.
Let me qualify. Apparently, I just said it's okay in front of your family. That's not what I meant. I meant like your wife. I don't mean making out in front of your parents.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, you know, but I don't know, man. I you know what, I've seen that.
And I mean,
like,
making out with your wife and not in front of your wife. Clarify that, too.
Here's the thing. Like I said, there's too much other things that we could complain about, like making out in a public space. Like
I definitely agree. It's not like I went and complained about it. I'm just saying that I've seen stuff like that before.
No, I know. I'm not saying you are, Brake. I'm just saying from my perspective, like, have at it, man. The world needs more of that, in, as far as I'm concerned. As long as you're not making a mess or hurting somebody else or whatever. You have at it, I guess. You know, I personally wouldn't, you know, do that in public, but whatever. So I guess Eric, you feel, you know, have a little restraint. So do you, Brake, man. And I'm kind of the same way, but I'm like, if I see it, I'm not going to be offended. And if I don't want to look, I mean, I'll turn away. I mean, if it's a hot chick with hot, you know, whatever, I might keep looking.
But also, like, you have to think, like, people get arrested.
It's a place of business versus, like, a street.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, like, there are people that got arrested for doing it on this Ferris wheel, like the thing that goes vertically, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, because they did it in one of those, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, I don't really care that they did it in there, but, like, what about, like, if they left, like, fluids behind?
Yeah, that's the one
like
thing.
That. Like,
right.
That's just, like, that's not very respectful of the next people coming.
Right.
You know?
Having sex is different. Like, that's...
You came,
you
like,
know.
Now you should...
Now, if you brought your stripper pole towel and you wiped it down after, I think that's fine. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was like disinfected today.
Yeah, like, get in there with some Lysol and clean that
shit. So if you're getting to get your horn on the Ferris wheel, then you better, like, do some cleaning afterwards.
All right, what else we got?
Come prepared, bitch.
I want that shit, like, that sparkling clean when I get on it.
Yeah, you get that fucking... You know, do you know, on those amusement rides, you honestly think that it's really healthy to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I what else could, I mean,
you know, like, there's a lot of those music rides have been pissed on by kids and right,
oh, yeah,
like, and shit.
Oh, yeah,
like that. Just,
oh yeah, puked on. I mean, all kinds.
Oh yeah.
Bernie says, how in the hell can you have sex on a Ferris wheel?
It
can be done, Bernie. Let's just put it that way.
Slow moving things, they stop, you know?
it's usually because they're small. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what else we got?
Right, oh, then? Yeah, I can see that. But, you know, people have figured out how to do it in smaller spots. Like, I've had some pretty tiny cars.
I can see getting serviced or servicing someone else, but
Burger,
not like
Burger King,
on,
Burger King bathroom stalls, anybody? Come on. All right, Brake, what do we got, man?
I'd rather do it in the parking lot. Just
That's
saying.
True. Behind a tree somewhere in a bush?
Yeah, not in a restaurant bathroom. Oh, yeah. My God. Like, why don't you just do it in a bowling alley bathroom, like, for God's sakes, or a bar bathroom.
Exactly. Well, that's been done before. I've seen that, like, in person shit, you know.
Or at a baseball stadium where usually they have, like, the trough bathrooms and shit.
Oh, God, yeah. You don't want to do that. The women don't have that, though. You go to the women's bathroom, Brake, man. That's just a hint from me to you, man, if you ever you want to go down that path.
No, because you can't do that in a stadium. Like, line is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
The hell you can't. Why do you think there's so many lines at stadiums? It's not because of people. It's because people are having sex in the stalls, Brake, man. Come on, man. I mean, the hell you can't have sex in the stall in a ballpark.
That's not what I was saying. Like I said, you can't go in you can't use the women's bathroom because it has a longer line.
Oh, no. You can definitely use the women's bathroom, Brake, man. You definitely use it.
You gotta wait in that damn line, though.
No, you don't, man. You just get there before the line starts, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but that if you get there before the line starts, that means you basically have to get there start of the show or something.
That's exactly right, buddy. That's exactly right. All right.
Show hasn't started. You're sitting in you're in the bathroom like, yeah, we're done now.
Exactly. What else we got?
Okay. Would you rather have – I'm sorry. Yeah, this is a dear break, man. Would you rather – but oh, no. Would you rather have sex with an unshowered for days, absolutely unattractive woman with a vagina or a beautiful transgender woman with a penis?
Ooh, this is a close call for me. Probably the transgender. You know,
I feel like she was going to conclude my black book.
She was looking through your black book. I say the transgender, man. There's
no talk about this.
No way I'm going to be, you know, unshowered. Are you kidding me? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, when you're desperate.
Oh, God. I'd have to be super desperate for that, man. Come on, man. What about you, Eric?
Oh, what was the question again?
An unshowered female, unattractive unshowered female. Well, let me read
it. Would you rather have sex with an unshowered for days, absolutely unattractive woman with a vagina, or a beautiful transgender woman with a penis?
I'd rather go with the beautiful one.
Yeah, I agree, man.
And it's like, plus it's unhygienic to just, you know.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. I think we answered that pretty
fair. You want to get down, you got to clean up first.
See, who asked this question, Breakman?
Freak?
No. It doesn't sound like freak. Freak.
No, that wasn't a freak question. This was Glitterina.
Oh, actually. Glitterina.
I forgot to say that. I'm sorry, Glitterina.
Yeah, Glitterina. Okay. Glitty, we know her as Glitty in chat, but Glitty, that's a great question. I think we all gave very valid answers. So, you know, there you go. That's what we do on the Grinders. We, you know, take any and all questions. So feel free. Send us more. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, any port in a storm. I mean, what are we talking about again?
All right, man. Is that it, Breakman, or do we have any more?
No, that's it.
All right.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Breakman? Because inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, we'll get the Stinkos. I haven't played much of anything. Over the weekend, I got to play a little bit of the pre-sequel, but for the most part, I haven't played really anything.
All right. That's a nice tease. All right, Eric, quickly, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Leaded Detective Mysterio. I haven't really been playing all that much this week because I've been working my butt off.
Yeah.
10-hour days and then 8 hours Saturday on top of that.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours, man.
And it's hot and I'm tired and my feet hurt because I still haven't gotten new insoles.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. All right.
And other than that, I played a little bit of Daedalus, the Waking of New Jazz over the weekend.
Okay.
I got through the first chapter.
All right.
And then I played a little bit of Masquerada, which it's an RPG. I haven't really played beyond the intro, so.
Right.
And the battle system seems like it's real-time Baldur's Gate style.
Okay.
And you can pause it, do a tactical pause to just get your bearings and figure out what you want to do next, like whether or not you want to activate a skill. You can technically do that in real-time, but I don't recommend it.
Yeah. All right.
You have to hold down one of the buttons to auto-attack, though. It's weird.
Yeah. All right, Eric, is that it?
But, like, it's got the same problem a lot of other Western RPGs do. It just feels stiff.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Eric?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Played MPQ, of course. And as promised, I played and beat Iconoclast. I did not think I was going to do it, guys. I was having really a lot of trouble with the last boss for whatever reason. But finally something just clicked, and I used a different weapon, and I got through it. So I will have a review of Iconoclast coming up. Actually, might want to do that right. Oh, shit. I lost my fucking... God, man. You got to love this fucking shit, man. I lost my sound wave or whatever you call it. What do you call it? Sound bit, MP3, whatever. But, yeah, so let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, I'm going to review Iconoclast. Like I said, I just beat it. I promised you guys last week that I would get through it and beat it. And by the skin of my teeth right before the show, I did it. I beat Iconoclast. So I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10. I think one person did this game. I think his name is like Joaquin something. It's a pretty great game. Somebody typing?
Me.
Okay. I was just like, I heard typing. Iconoclast is a good game. It's kind of an old school, sort of like a Super Nintendo type game, but it plays great. It feels good. The story is slightly flimsy, but it's got a cast of colorful characters, and it's good for a one person show. Man, I totally recommend playing it. PlayStation Plus gave it away for free, but I would highly recommend just paying the $7 to $10 for it and downloading it and play it. It's a long experience too. I spent I think 11 hours on it, so It's definitely worth for whatever you pay for it. So good game. Highly recommend it. All right, we got other reviews. Eric and I are going to do a review of Godzilla. We both had a chance to see it. If you have not seen Godzilla,
I'm going to mute myself.
Yeah, please mute. I'm too busy. Yeah, that's fine. Mute or fast forward a couple minutes. We're going to do a real quick review. From my point of view, I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was a great movie. The story is very flimsy, but I didn't go to a Godzilla movie for story. I came for monsters battling each other, and that's exactly what you get with this game. Would you agree, Eric?
Don't you mean movie?
Or movie. Game. Yeah, not game, movie. I'm sorry.
The story, I haven't seen enough of the old Godzilla movies to know like how it compares, but it's probably on the same wavelength of like the importance of the human characters. Like the human stories are important, but they're also kind of secondary for a reason. I mean, the first Godzilla movie was not about monster fights. It was about treating him as a natural disaster and people's reaction to it after the fact. And then other movies after that, like, went full in on the monster thing. But the monsters aren't, the main part of the story. It's, like, they threw monsters in to get people into the theaters.
Right, right. I totally agree. And this is just the opposite. This is what you want in a Godzilla movie. Do I think it's a great movie? No, I do not think it's a great movie. But is it a good Godzilla movie? Yes.
It's better than the last one.
I like the last one, but this one.
Yeah, and the last one's fine. It's just it didn't have enough of what it should have had.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Makes up for that.
Yeah, I agree.
My only problem with the movie is the fact that they said there was 17 Titans, and we only see about half of them.
Well, I mean, they got it. They
can't... And one of them is the Muto from the last movie.
Yeah, you can't.
It's like they don't even explain why there's a second or third Muto, because that's right, there were two in the first one.
Yeah. I think honestly, Eric, you can't blow your whole load in one shot on these movies. You have to save some for another iteration.
I know that, but don't even mention it then. It's
because you want to set up future movies, man. I mean, that's the way.
I don't think we'll get a movie with the big woolly mammoth thing.
maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Generic monster.
I don't know. I like the monsters in it, but I think obviously next year is Kong versus Godzilla, and that's going to be fun.
So it's like one of the monsters died supposedly, but I wonder if they're going to bring them back as their kids or something, because they laid eggs.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Maybe. I mean, you never know. There's a world of possibility with Godzilla movies, and I'm totally down for all of them.
Are we gonna get a mecha version of some of the other monsters?
Oh my god, that would be cool. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff they can do.
I'm wondering, where's Kong and all this? Was he just sleeping, or is he chilling on his island?
No, if you saw the movie that, if you paid attention, he was on Skull Island the entire time. They showed video of him. But he was kind of doing what all the other kaiju were kind of doing. Although, I think that. Kong had a different view of things. He wasn't bound by the same things that the other kaiju
were. So he was basically just chilling
there. Yeah, he was just chilling. He was
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into a fight now.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it, I'm not going, But I think it sets up well for next year and beyond. I'm totally down for a Kong.
So we get a Kongzilla movie next or something?
Kong versus Godzilla. It's gonna be King Kong versus Godzilla, which is fine. I dig it. I like movies like that, are just about monsters kicking the shit out of each other and destroying cities and stuff like that. So I don't know. I thought it was fine. I'm giving it also an 8 out of 10. What are you giving it, Eric?
I'll give it the same.
Yeah. I think it's fair. I mean, it's not a great movie per se, but it's a good monster movie for sure. So I'm basing that score just purely on the monster wreckage in the movie, and
Ken Watanabe I don't know the exact significance he has with the movies. Was he like one of the kids in the earlier movies or something?
No, he was the scientist in the last one, and also I believe.
Well, I know that, but
yeah, and I think he had a connection to the early movies, if I'm not mistaken. I don't quite know, but I mean, whatever, you know.
That's or okay. Is he like the relative of the like the original dude from the Godzilla
series? Yeah. All right, Eric, move on to your next review.
My next review is X-Men Dark Phoenix. Break, you can go back now.
Yeah, Break can come back now.
He needs to hear this.
All right. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
It's time for the Dark Phoenix, or as I mentioned yesterday, Dark Turd, because the thing of this movie is that it's not actually a bad movie, but like the fact is, like, mediocre movies are the worst movies because there's nothing really positive or negative about them. You know, you feel nothing for them.
Did they find a way to shoehorn Wolverine in there somehow?
No.
Okay. They did in the last, in Apocalypse. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't say this movie's marginally better than Apocalypse. But Apocalypse, I don't think it's that bad. But it's definitely not good. But like Apocalypse, at least had some like amusing moments in it. And this movie
It had that Quicksilver moment where he's saving people in the house, and that was pretty badass. And
yeah, I think this movie's problem is it's emblematic of its own themes, where Jean's trying to fight the fury inside of her. And then this cosmic power comes along and just sends that spiraling out of control. And this movie's divided on itself as what it needs to be. And I think it's also symptomatic of the entire X-Men series as a whole, where they leaned way too hard in on serious and didn't want to do any of the humor that you would see in the MCU.
I can't wait till they bring the X-Men into the MCU, man. It's going to be...
And like that's the one good thing about this movie is like it ends and there's not going to be a sequel because they're going to reboot the series.
Yeah,
I think part of the problem is they also try and
so much like the Phoenix, it's going to rise from the ashes.
Yeah, yeah.
They always try and bend the X-Men universe more to our world, like to the movie world, like make it more. They've always tried to bend them to make them more pop culture-y, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that they thought that more people would buy, and they made
That did bother me about the movie, though, is that Magneto kind of is a hypocrite because he's trying to tell Jean how he learned how to stop his impulse control for killing people, and then he finds out what happened to Raven because something happens to Raven. And...
It's showing the preview, so we know.
So, and he wants to kill Jean because of it, but it's like, what about that impulse control, dude? You're just going to completely ignore what you told Jean.
Yeah. Well, it's that whole adage, you know, do as I say, not as I do. You know, so you know, I get it.
It's because I really loved Raven at one point, and I just can't get over myself that you killed her.
Dungeon says, I was so tempted to see Dark Phoenix. For a moment there, I thought Eric was going to say the Dark Phoenix problem was that it had no Quicksilver moments. Yeah. I thought that for a second too, Dungeon. I know
exactly. It did, but not really.
Yeah.
Nightcrawler at the end of the movie did some neat stuff, though. You know, that's nice.
Honestly,
apparently the movie was supposed to end in space, and it was on a train instead.
I read that they had to change the ending because their ending was very similar to another movie that came out not too long ago.
Oh, Endgame?
It was Captain Marvel.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I like some things that Fox has done with the X-Men, like obviously.
Yeah, but I think they missed the only the second one ever really addressed the big like conflict between humans and mutants. Like they've never like they just to me they've always missed the point.
Yeah,
the
I next, agree.
Well, first the first class did too. I take that back. First class and that one. But for the most part, like, they've kind of missed the point.
Yeah, I totally agree, dude. I mean, I don't think I could disagree with anything you said.
I don't know who the alien race in this movie was, but, like, they try to, like, take advantage of Gene's Phoenix power. Like, they were called the Dabari. Is that, like, an actual comic book?
That sounds race? Familiar, actually. It might be. It might be, Eric. It sounds familiar. But,
like, I remember in, like, some other Dark Phoenix stories, like, Mr. Sinister was involved, like, with that X-Men anime, that, like, it's a post, like, event, Dark yeah. Phoenix event, where he was involved.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the original aliens race was. It wasn't the Kree, was it?
No, I don't think it was.
I don't think it was the Kree.
It could be that Dabari.
Shi'ar Empire, maybe?
Oh, it could be.
Anyways, they were, like, shapeshifters, and, like, they apparently were impervious to most attacks.
Mm. Yeah. I am excited for the X-Men to come back into the MCU fold, man. I really want them and the Fantastic Four, and I want them to reboot, obviously, Dr. Doom and make him a lot better, because they have not captured Dr. Doom in the least in the fucking movies, man. So
yeah, since this movie is mediocre, I'm giving it a 5.
Okay, that's fair. That's totally fair, man.
They hired an actor for his charisma to play Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom is not known for being charismatic.
No, not at all.
He's more like M. Bison. He's not charismatic. He's just emphatic.
Yeah, Dungeon says he's also hoping for a great Dr. Doom movie. I am too, man. I think Dr. Doom would make a great, like, Thanos type end time villain.
Also, the whole first class series of X-Men movies highlight a bigger problem with the last continuity, where those people that play those roles were just way too old to begin with.
Yeah. They need to wipe the slate clean and start over in the MCU. And as much as I would love,
I'd be good with that too.
Like how they bring back a Quicksilver. Like, where are they gonna, like, do the alternate universe thing like they're doing with Spider-Man?
They could. I mean, they could do all kinds of different things, man.
He's intimidating. Like, he wasn't. Yeah, like, he, as Questbuster calls him, he's the anti-Iron Man.
Well, not only. Well, I don't know if he's the anti, because, like, he's using both technology and magic.
Well, he's saying, like, you know how Iron Man basically in the movies is the. Outgoing, the part, well, and in the comic books, he's the party animal and stuff. He's the ladies' man. No, Doctor Doom is a guy who's
Is Iron Man supposed to be?
Cause.
Yeah,
was Iron Man?
He is 100% right at all times.
You're right.
Was
right.
Iron Man supposed to be the unofficial leader of the Avengers?
No, absolutely not. They okay. Here's the thing: like, in the comic books, like, Iron Man was obviously a big, you know, part of everything. But he would never, in the comics at least, I never thought of Iron Man as like
the... Yeah, it was Captain America, so it's like...
Yeah, it's like Captain America was the leader, but...
In the universe, it was him, I guess.
Well, it was him because Robert Downey Jr., to be honest. Like, his charisma carried the day with all those movies. So, you know, that's just the way it was, but yeah.
Plus the fact that Captain America didn't join until, like, the first Avengers movie at all.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Right. And Cuspus says Iron Man equals justice, Dr. Doom equals world domination.
Yep.
And under Dr. Doom, you're going to have a world where there's going to be no war, no fighting, anything, because everybody's going to be forced to live indoors on curfews of, like, 23-hour curfews.
Peace, you know, but no harmony.
Yeah, peace, but no harmony. That's exactly right.
It'd be a total, like, he'd be in complete control of the entire world. He'd probably have, like, giant robots controlling everything, you know, holding up down peace. And if you get out of line in any slight way, he just kills you.
Yeah, Dr. Doom has always been like a Hitler type person to me in the comic book world, for sure. Like, he doesn't have empathy. You know, he's kind of like the Terminator. Like, he's in that way. You know, he doesn't care. You get out of line, you're gonna fucking die. Yeah, you know, he's gonna kill you. Like, I think Dr. Doom would be the next great big. Him or Galactus? Galactus, they fucked up in Fantastic Four and made him a dust cloud, basically.
Oh, but dude, that movie.
Yeah, but they need to bring him back.
Dude,
and the worst thing about that movie is the obviously terrible racism of the Japanese people having buck teeth.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
So like, why didn't you decide to go to Tokyo, and why are you making these Japanese people look awful?
Yeah, the Galactus Cloud Dungeon says. All right. I'm going to review Ma real quick. Ma is a really good movie, and it ratchets up tension.
Like, I saw the Rotten Tomatoes at 60 for that movie.
Oh, so, Ma is good. Ma, I don't care what Rotten Tomatoes says. Ma is
it's just that, like, sometimes they're right. So
yeah, I know. But usually with horror movies, they're not right, Eric. Like, if you see a horror movie at 30% or better, then see it for yourself and make your own judgment. If it's below 30%, then usually Tomatoes is right, Rotten Tomatoes. But anything above that, go see the movie. Like honestly, like, make your own judgment. But Ma at 60% seems right to me, but it's a better movie than that. Ma has a lot of tension in it, which I love in movies. Like, when tension is done right in movies, it can be a really, really good thing. Like Hereditary was like ratchet tension up to 10 type movie. Ma's more of a ratchet tension up to 8, maybe 9 at certain points. But Ma is a great horror movie. And Octavia Spencer is a fantastic actress, and she shows her range in this movie for sure. I highly recommend you guys go see Ma. It's a really good movie. See it in theaters, or wait till it comes out on DVD. But either way, you're going
to
have a good time.
I need to see Brightburn and that, but I probably won't be able to see a movie until next week.
Yeah, Brightburn is another one that I want to review for you guys, and I'm also giving it an 8. People were saying that it's evil Superman, and they were right. It is an evil Superman origin movie, and it is pretty fucking good and frightening at times. And scary, and pretty well acted, but for the most part. There was nothing I really disliked about Brightburn. I'm also going to give it an 8 out of 10. The possibilities, I was talking to Bernie about this, the possibilities on Brightburn are fairly endless, but the problem with Brightburn, there is an inherent problem with Brightburn. There's no yin to the yang. You know what I mean? There's no Brightburn that the anti-hero or evil hero, whatever you want to categorize him as, there's nothing to stop Brightburn. Like, I don't see a world in which Brightburn
is stopped. Yeah, he's basically just Jason.
Yeah, there's nothing that's going to stop Brightburn. So they do have an inherent problem.
If it's supposed to be like Superman, there's got to be like a kryptonite thing, right?
There's a small illusion.
I'm sorry, did you see the movie?
I did. I saw.
Oh, okay. Then
yeah,
I thought we were talking about on previews. Yeah. My bad.
No, that's okay.
You're the expert.
No,
I'm
no, no, no.
He did say he was reviewing a couple movies.
No,
so
that,
I.
Hold on.
Okay, I was typing. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm the dumbass. I said it.
All right. Honestly. There was there was not a kryptonite, but something that could hurt Brightburn. But the problem is the person that knows this dies in the movie. So nobody knows how to damage Brightburn. Like the path for Brightburn to become like supreme ruler or whatever the fuck Brightburn wants is there. And it, they show some snippets of that at the end. It's a pretty good movie. It's scary. It's definitely a horror movie. So I give it an 8 out of 10. All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment. I'm assuming nobody has a Heiskapade this week. I don't either. Unless you do, Breakman. Do you have a Heiskapade?
No.
What about you, Eric? No Heiskapade?
No.
All right. Let's move on to...
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, get to it. You're Stinko.
Okay, my Stinko goes to earlier in the week. My dad had to go to the hospital again.
Oh man, sorry to hear that, Break.
Yeah. He almost lost his foot.
Oof.
He had to have a toe amputated. Ugh. So I've been in the hospital most of the week. So obviously that's why I haven't been playing games or anything like that.
That really sucks, man.
That's not the biggest stinko, though.
Wow.
The biggest stinko is why it happened. And I don't want to go into details, but basically it comes down to my parents can no longer take care of themselves.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So there's some things that have to be done and stuff like that. So
That's always a tough
thing. I don't want to get into any details, but everybody kind of knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. I mean, man, I'm sorry, Breakman. I hope that at the very least there's some type of assistance for you to help you out on that whole journey, man. My parents are getting up there too. Luckily, they still have most of their faculties. I would argue sometimes not, but man, that's really tough.
Yeah, I'm not saying my parents are invalids. That's not what I'm saying at all. But yeah, it's just they can't. So.
Yeah, no. I mean,
let's not talk about this anymore.
No, I agree. So. I agree, man. My mom has a lot of issues. Like she still has a hole in her stomach, and it's tough when you're dealing with shit like that, man. I know, man. It's you know, what else can you say? So, I guess we'll move on. Did you have any other stinkos, Break?
No. Right. There's other shit I read that I could be pissed off about. None of it matters.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Eric, I didn't see anything in the document. Did you have a stinko this week?
No, other than just my shitty work week.
Yeah. I have a stinko this week, and it was... You know, I've had several injuries over the years with my back, and I've talked about it on this show pretty extensively. I mean, I going all the way back to when I was 13 years old, I've had injuries to my back. My back is like a fucking whipping boy for the universe, I guess. But I did something else to my back this week, and it was all because I bent down to get a bungee cord. I have a tarp that I put over my garden. And I reached down to grab a bungee cord that was attached to that tarp. And as I got up, the middle of my back got wrecked. I've never hurt the middle of my back. I've always hurt like the upper and like where my shoulders are. My lower back, of course. I've had like, you know, car accidents, work accidents. I mean, you name it, my back has been through the fucking, you know, works. But I managed to wreck the middle of my back this week. So... I've been putting on lidocaine patches just to get through to hopefully get through to where I can function again. But man, it's even kind of hard to walk and stuff, but I'm getting better. But, man, it was tough. So there you go. That's my stinko of the week. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts, guys. Sweetos.
Dude, what is my tattoo?
Hold on, Eric. The week. Let the sound bit play, man. Eric, what do you want to say?
I wanted to say, like, Frank needs a RoboCop surgery.
I really do. I wished I could get, like,
He needs a Robo back.
I wished I could. I wish I could replace a few of the muscles back there. And actually, what I really wish could happen is I could upload my consciousness and my memories to, like, a fucking computer and become a robot. I wouldn't even give a fuck, man. Like, my back is so wrecked. But anyways, let's move on to Sweeto's Breakman. Robo Frank Dungeon says...
Come on, everybody.
Now do that theme song with cowbell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Where's my cowbell? I have to... Sable's a mess. I've been busy this week, so I haven't had a chance to like straighten up yet. I found it.
Did you find it? I'm trying to get to... Like, anytime I try to do the RoboCop theme... There we go. How's that for you, Breakman?
Yes.
All right. I'll let it go as you as you talk.
Oh, I guess my sweetos, it's... Oh, I do have a sweeto. The cop that, in the Florida massacre, what was his name? I got to look it up.
Oh, the guy that did nothing? The Parkland guy?
Yes, the guy who hid outside while it was happening.
Yes.
They arrested him. And he's being charged with, child neglect for one. He was hired to protect those kids, and instead he hid.
You know what? There's a little secret amongst, not listeners of this show, because people have heard me years talk about this, but there's something that cops never encounter anymore when they're out doing their job, right? When they're supposedly doing their job. And it's a little thing called danger. No cop ever is in almost any danger when he or she is out on the beat, right? Somebody tweeted out, like, about the crime bill, how they put 100,000 more cops on the beat, and I quickly responded, you mean they put 100,000 more criminals out on the beat? Because no cop is willing to take, you know, the danger anymore. And that's what it's all about. When you're a cop, back in the day, it used to be like you knew what you were getting into, and it could be super dangerous, right? And they don't get themselves into, and I understand that people want to save their own lives and they don't want to die and all that. But I'm thinking that if that's your feeling and you don't think that there's going to be any type of danger, then maybe you shouldn't be a cop. You know, do something else. If you don't want any danger in your life, go do something else. But actually, it's safer to be a cop than almost anything nowadays. If you're a cop, there's no danger whatsoever. So of course you're not going to serve the people. Of course you're not going to do what Brakeman just said, go into the Parkland school and save kids, because that would put you in danger. So danger is out of the equation when it comes to cops, and I totally agree with you, dude.
I disagree with that, because cops die all the time.
They don't die all the time. Yeah, they do. They die, but not at the rate that they're
shooting.
Not nearly at the rate that the people that they're killing.
If you look,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like you're saying, they're in a safe profession. Like
this is what I'm saying, Brakeman. The police profession has never been safer than right now. There are a myriad of jobs that are absolutely more dangerous than being a cop right now. I can name you a few off the top of my head. If you become a crabber, that's more dangerous than being a cop. If you become a firefighter, that's infinitely more dangerous than being a cop. If you are a construction worker, that's more dangerous than being a cop.
More cops die than construction workers.
I highly doubt it. Actually, I know that.
Forget deaths. How about injuries?
I'm going to look up.
That'd be way different. Construction workers, like, were probably way more injuries, yeah.
No, injuries and deaths. It is actually a really super dangerous job. But I'm looking at the most dangerous jobs in the United States where let's see. God damn it. Get out of here. A lot of ads. It's because the stupid ads.
I do have a stinko. Apple for unveiling its $600 cheese grater computer. Right.
You want to hang on just a second and let me get finished with this point?
I'm looking at the ratings. You're right. Like you're definitely right.
Yeah, I looked at this. That's why I know it was. It's true, dude. Like the rate at which cops get killed or injured is like way less than like an electrician, or I know construction workers up there too. This USA Today thing is bullshit. Hold on, I'll pull up something. The 25
what USA Today thing is bullshit. Are you disposing of facts?
No, I'm not. It's ads that keep popping up that don't allow me to. Let's see, the 10 most dangerous jobs of 2019. This is from MarlinCompany.com. Logging workers is number one. I can see that. Fishers and relating fishing workers. I just told you about the crabbers. Aircraft pilots and flight engineers. Roofers. Refuse and recyclable material collectors. Structural iron and steel workers, which is construction work. Truck drivers and other drivers. Farmers, ranchers, and agricultural managers. Supervisors of construction workers. And grounds maintenance workers. Those are the top 10.
What were the numbers, though?
There's no numbers listed on that one. Let's see. Time has won the 10 most dangerous. I'm trying to look up the top 20. The cops isn't even in the top 20. I think it's now in the top 50, maybe, Brakeman. So what I'm saying is there really is no. Okay, here's the numbers. I found numbers. Number one, logging workers. Fatal injury rate, 109 per 100,000 workers. Let's go down to sailors and marine oilers, 55 per 100,000. And I'm looking for cops. I don't see cops so far. I'm in the top 10. 12, 13. I'm still looking for cops. Farmers, ranchers. There's no danger in being a cop anymore. They're not even in the top 20. They used to be.
Well, there's still over 1,000 killed a year. That's still a lot of not my people.
Per 100,000, they're not even in the top 20, Breakman, at all. They're not what you think they are. They're not. It's not a dangerous profession anymore. It does happen. It's sort of like stranger danger, right? It does happen, but the rate is so minuscule that it's not a thing. Stranger danger is not like a huge issue that we have to go out and like, you know, like put signs up and say, you know, watch out for strangers. It doesn't happen. I mean, it happens, but the number is so insignificant that it's like a blip on the radar. You see what I'm saying, Breakman? Same thing with cops. It's not dangerous to be a cop anymore. It used to be. Not anymore, because cops have absolutely no danger. If you look at the
and if they do something that's like heinous, like kill black person, they got like a layer of protection.
Much more dangerous to be a person of color in this country than it is to be a black person. That's for sure. And that's due to cops. But they have like bulletproof, all their military weapons that they got, the fact that they're allowed to shoot on sight without even worrying about repercussions. There's no danger.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. That's a big problem.
Yeah. All right. So that came from
but
a sweeto.
I'm saying when the 1,000 deaths a year is not no danger.
It's not. If how many there's, they just put 100,000.
I looked at, so there's over 1,100 cops murdered in
how many cops are there in the United States? They're not even they're not in the top 20. You know, there, how many, let's see, how many cops are active?
I'm saying it's not a safe profession. I'm saying if you want a safe profession, you work in an office.
It's slightly above that. I agree. I mean, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to, I can't compare like an office job to a cop because obviously there's.
Well, that's what I said, Frank, and then you just jumped on me.
No, I didn't jump on you, man.
I'm just saying. You went on for 5 minutes now.
You didn't jump on him. You just proceeded to ignore what
look
he said.
Look at this.
And then just mouth off for like long-winded sections like you usually do.
There are between 750 and 850,000 sworn police officers plus 18,000 agencies. So there's 850 anywhere between 750,000 and 850,000 officers, and there's more, you know, being. And this was like last year, so I'm sure that this number is like about 900,000 at least now. So the danger just isn't there for them anymore. There are dangerous elements of their job, Breakman. I'm not going to discount what you say.
Yeah, because like nothing's ever 100% safe.
Right. I'm not going to say that it's like safer than being in an office. That's not at all what I'm saying. But it's not what people.
Well, the argument started over construction, and I said you were right, and then I said. That, well, it's safe. I said that if you want to be a safe job is working like in an office.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, but just above that,
and
I'm pretty sure.
And no, you didn't. You disagreed with me then, too.
No, I agree with you on that. Well, if I did, I apologize. But no, I'm with you, man, for the most part. But it's not unsafe to be a police officer anymore, man. I mean, there is a chance that you're going to get killed, but the chance is mighty slim. And you're it's not even in the top 20. I mean, it's probably I think the last statistic I saw was like 54th on the list of things, and it used to be like top 10. So you can see the disparity. I mean, I don't have exact numbers for you, Break, but to go from the top 10 wherever it was down to like 54th in this country, it goes to show you, and the fact that there's 850,000 of them now. As opposed to what there was back then, it shows you that it's becoming less and less dangerous to be a police officer. There's no repercussions for killing people. Like if you even hint that there's going to be any potential danger, you could shoot on sight and get away with it. So there's no danger. It's like it's like nothing to them anymore. There are situations like the Parkland thing, and let's get back to your sweeto. I'm glad that cop is in shackles. Because he deserves it. Was there any word on how many years he's facing potentially, Breakman, or no?
I closed that article a while ago.
All right. Sorry. All right, Eric. let's move on to your Sweeto.
Yeah. Well, I want to mention my Stanko is Apple for thinking it could get away with selling a $6,000 cheese grater. No, it's a $5,000 cheese grater that doesn't have a stand that costs $1,000 by itself.
Jesus Christ.
And it has specs similar to what you could build yourself for a $1,200.
A cheese grater? Like, you're talking like...
Yeah, it looks, on the front of it, it looks like a cheese grater because of the way they've designed it.
Oh, you're talking about the display, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I did see that. That's ridiculous. It's a 6K display and all that. But what I find funny is they're already touting 8K displays. Like, I saw, I think it was a Samsung commercial for 8...
I'm not talking about it's $6,000, not 6K.
Yeah, no, that is ridiculous, man. $6,000. Who's gonna pay? Nobody's gonna pay that, except the elite, which there are very few of. But
no, it's like people argue that buy Apple is to be proof of status of what. I could kind of see that, but I don't see how when their reputation for building quality products as of late is in question, because this is a company that makes not green products like the AirPod that are designed to break after about a year's of use, and you can't even recycle it after that unless you take it to some specialist place.
That's crazy. People are up in arms over it. I would be up in arms over it too, and I'd see what you're saying about it looks like a cheese grater, man. That's the first time I've ever seen that, man. That's crazy. That's really crazy. Who's going to pay that? Not me. That's for sure.
Well, that was just the computer. That didn't include the price of the monitor. And as Eric was saying, the stand alone is $1,000.
Fuck just that.
Stand.
So yeah. Dungeon Buster says this. I didn't even get a chance to see this earlier. He says, "Put down the Funko, or there will be trouble." Just like RoboCop.
You didn't say that, right?
I know.
I mean, Steve Jobs was a piece of shit, but I think while he was at the company, they wanted to pull something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. All right, guys, let's move on to a real quick free-for-all I got for y'all. It's a free-for-all! All right, this is a much happier subject, Breakman. My question this week for everybody is, what are some of the foods that you just absolutely cannot stand? And I'll start with you, Breakman.
Foods I can't stand. I hate olives.
Oh, that! How dare you? Black or green?
All olives.
I don't like green, gross. But I like black. Black are good.
Let's see. I hate peaches.
Really? Peaches?
Yeah.
What?
It's weird. I used to not like peaches, and now I'm finding myself enjoying them.
I fucking love peaches.
I ate them as a kid, but it was like always that little fur stuff on it with like ticklish, and then I'd bite down into the core of it. I hate peaches.
I love peaches, man. Peaches are good. How dare you?
I don't eat fish, and it's because I used to sell fish, and maybe gag after a while, because I used to eat fish too, but I've always said if I was stuck on a deserted island, I would fucking eat fish again.
Yeah.
But I would probably starve before eating a peach.
God, really? Wow. That is strange, because I love peaches, man. I fucking hate them, guys.
A lot of people love peaches. I just...
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. That's...
Let me see. What else do I hate? Mayo. Mayo is disgusting.
Really?
That's not really food, though. That's an oil.
Mayo kind of,
I guess.
Yeah. It depends on
what
you put
it on.
Mrs.
Breakman's like, I fucking love mayo. I know you do.
I like mayo, too. But Mrs. Breakman is right. You're wrong on that issue.
I think like, a mayo in just the right amounts is okay to put on your sandwich.
Yeah, it depends on what. It depends on...
Like, if you go to Subway, they'll, like, overload it, unless you tell them explicitly, go buy the mayo.
Dungeon says, eck, mayo. How dare you, Dungeon? How dare you?
Dungebuster is...
I will avoid mayo if possible. Sometimes I'll get it, like, on my, like, Mr. Hero sandwich, because, like, for their condiments for sandwiches are kind of garbage.
You know what your penance is, Dungeon? You have to eat a mayo sandwich, and
I'll ask for like Parmesan mayo.
Dungeon has to eat a mayo sandwich, just two pieces of bread with a big glop of mayo right in the middle.
I thought of another one I hate.
Okay.
Dill pickles.
What? You are un-American, sir.
No, Mrs. Brickman's like, oh, you're
sick. I love pickles.
I don't know what she says.
Like, but they have to be Vlasic. Like, I'll buy like all these pickles, and they're just not as good.
Oh, but, God. Vlasic pickles are the best, especially those spicy dill spears. God, those are the best.
I'll eat pickles like the Aldi pickles.
Dungeon says he hates pickles, too. What the hell is wrong with you guys? Jesus Christ, man. Bernie says
his taste buds work. That's what's wrong with him.
I like blueberries, and Frank hates blueberries.
Frank hates blueberries?
I don't hate blueberries. I can eat them, but it's not one of my favorite things. It's okay.
I hate raisins.
Oh, God, I can't stand raisins.
Ugh. I think raisins in the right circumstances are okay, but I wouldn't eat handfuls of them by themselves.
Oh, God, yeah. Blonde menudo, Bernie says. Yeah, it's like this different type of menudo. It's like a white, I don't know what the fuck they do to it, and it's gross. I agree. Blonde menudo sucks.
Raisins are all right, but grapes are better.
And Bernie is exiled, just like Dungeon and Breakman are exiled. She says oregano and cilantro. Those are some of the greatest spices in the world.
Yeah, you need those for salsas.
You're goddamn right. And you need...
I like cilantro on my burrito. So.
You're damn right.
Yeah, and Ghostbusters doesn't mind raisins either. Yeah, like, I don't mind raisins.
Oh, you guys are insane. And raisins are the devil's food.
Raisin bran's good.
Raisins are what.
Raisin bran is good.
You know what else I can't stand? Liver. I hate liver.
I've never had liver, so I can't say anything.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. It tastes like.
Okay.
But based on what everything I've heard about natto, it's something most people don't want to eat. Period. Yeah.
All right, you're back in my good graces, Dungeon. He says spices are tasty. And liver is not delicious, Bernie. You're exiled. I can't think of anything I hate.
Depending on how it's prepared, I will not eat broccoli. Like, it has to be like, it's usually raw. I'll eat broccoli raw, but I won't. Like, cooked broccoli, it's something I tend to avoid.
Really? I like broccoli quite a bit.
I like broccoli too. Yeah.
Liver is something that's also devil's food.
I'll eat uncooked peas.
I think Satan decided that he wanted to like make fun of like God, and he said, "You will be forced to eat liver at some point to the world," and it happened.
Have a liver that's shaped like a train.
Oh, God, shut up, Eric. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
And fruits and stuff like that. I love sauce.
Let me tell you what I think liver tastes like. Liver tastes like if you put pennies in your mouth, you know, that coppery bullshit taste, and iron. Like if you like taste the way iron tastes like, that's what liver tastes like to me, and it's fucking gross. It tastes like minerals.
Parmesan chicken. I don't like that.
I don't like Parmesan cheese either. Blah. But on the flip side, I love blue cheese. So, you know, it's like...
I don't like blue cheese, but you don't like Parmesan chicken? Like those are,
I like Parmesan chicken.
You can get them,
okay.
You can go without the cheese, but you gotta get the sauce, like the spaghetti sauce.
I don't like the sauce. The combination of the tomato sauce and the chicken has never melded well with my stomach.
Oh, I like it. I like
it. It doesn't agree with it, so I don't like it.
Bernie's also exiled.
It's just weird, because like, I've had sauce and chicken like on pasta, like... Mm-hmm. But but when it comes to chicken parm, I just don't like it for some reason.
I like it okay.
Hey, everybody's different.
Yeah, I like it okay. It's okay. I love peas, and you are exiled, Bernie. She says she loves peas. That peas is another one. I know I can eat them in very small quantities, and I love snap peas. Snap peas are really good. But like peas out of a can is fucking gross. It is disgusting. Get out of it. Bernie, you're making me grossed out, man. What's wrong with
butter?
You? Mm. She says with butter? Gross.
Yeah.
Nasty. Watch The Exorcist. That'll change your mind.
I tried grits once, and it was gross.
I like grits. I like grits okay. I like sweet grits. I don't like salty, savory grits. Sweet grits are okay, though.
Yeah, they're fine.
But I had the salty kind, so yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
It was like eating butter, so I was like, no, this is gross.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, we're going to move on to our plugs. Breakman.
Break, Frank likes just eating butter.
What? Who said that? Like, no. God, that's
gross. So I was like, so he likes
peas with butter. Peas with that's what they're talking about. And that shit's gross. It's fucking gross.
No. Just peas by themselves raw, please.
Oh, yeah. No. Just snap peas. Other than that, I can't stand peas. Peas are gross, especially out of the can.
So we've talked about nasty foods. Like, what foods do you love?
Oh, well, maybe we'll save that for next week, Breakman.
Chicken, pizza, spaghetti.
Dungeon's like, ugh. Yeah, I agree. Dungeon's gross. All right, let's move on, guys. We gotta get out of here. Let's do our plugs. Next week, Breakman.
It's all about Chow Daddy. We all learn about Chow Daddy.
Chow Daddy's fun. Breakman, next week we'll do our foods we love. All right, we'll contrast that. All right, Breakman. Plugs, please.
You can follow me at break_man on Twitter, also at RP Grinders, where you can ask me Dear Breakman questions, and we'll respond with, you know, whatever I feel like, really. with great advice. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Eric, you're up.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, on my Patreon's there, because I write reviews for sites like BostonBashBrigade.com. I got a review of Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 2 for PS4 up. And on Totally GM, there's a review for Nilkate and the Alchemist, Legendary Alchemist, Altair Leader in the New World for PS4. And if you read those and you like what I've read, or you read those and continue to read, and then you want to support me, like a little as a dollar would help. So like within my Twitter account, there's a link for my Patreon page. You just go there and sub and give me some coin, because I could use it, because I need a new microphone and other things.
Yeah, you definitely need a new microphone, man, for sure, man. But all right, man. Anything else, Eric?
Enjoy your weekend, because I sure as fuck won't tomorrow.
Happy E3, everyone.
Happy E3, yeah. We're going to have an E3 show next week. Maybe we might not get to some of our segments that we do. I'm sure we'll keep Stinkos for sure. Nobody wants to not do Stinkos. So we'll,
and know, the worst just, about the worst thing about coming in tomorrow is they're making us come in at 6.
Ooh.
We get to leave an hour early. Ooh.
Yeah, great. Fuck, man. That sucks, man.
That.
Yeah, I agree. On fucking Saturday. Jesus Christ, Eric. That sucks, man. Sorry you have to go through that, but at least they're giving you a little bit of overtime, I hope. But all right. I want to thank everybody in chat. Thanks to Commander Root was in chat. I'm waiting for Commander Groot to be in chat, too. Bernie was in chat. Thanks, Bernie. Slagar was in there. Good friend Slagar for a short time. Our good friend Freak5Chaos was in there. Lurks was in there. Thanks for joining again this week, Lurks. Our really good friend Dungeon is in there. Dungeon Buster, thanks for joining. Slow Cool, thanks again for joining. And Zenikyber, thanks also for your return visit.
Some of you lurkers should send us a Dear Breakman question, you know.
Yeah, at like, RP Grinders.
We can give you a relationship advice. Like, we can tell you how to catch the cheating bitch.
I didn't catch mine till 17 years later, Breakman.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. That sucks.
It's all good, man. It's all good in the hood, brother. It's all good.
Yeah, I was going to make another joke, but then you said that, and I'm like, damn, I'd feel bad making that joke.
It's all good, man. Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can, send me hate mail, or whatever. I do a lot of political shit on Twitter. So, you know, if you're into that type of thing, engage with me on Twitter. It's fun.
Dungeon Walker was talking about ice cream. Here's a PSA. If you go to Dairy Queen and you like Reese's peanut butter cups, get the Blizzard that's Reese's, chocolate or peanut butter lovers, depending on your preference.
Good stuff.
Do you guys have Graters around there?
Nope, I don't.
Oh, I know you don't. Graters is a local thing. I was asking Eric.
Oh. Local ice cream? No, nothing like that.
Oh, man, Graters is good. It's not just ice cream.
It's like, for like ice cream, it's you go to Dairy Queen or you go to Baskin Robbins.
You know what?
And there's only a Baskin Robbins gene. If you want to go to Dairy Queen, let's go.
How about you all take my advice?
Around there either.
Yeah. How about you all? How about you all take my advice and stop eating the sugar? How about that? That might help you out.
I don't think I saw a United Dairy Farmer until I got to Columbus. Mm-hmm.
All right. If you want to engage
there's
with
probably me. One, there's probably a couple in Cleveland, but I've never seen them.
UDFS good ice cream, but probably the best ice cream I think just around is a Creators.
Yeah. All right. So you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can also catch me on any of the game systems RP Grinders. That's PlayStation Network, Xbox, and Nintendo. No Grinder Dance Party tonight. I might do one next week. I'm going to do one a month. So kind of a mystery thing. When am I going to do it during the month? I think next week might be the week. But I'll let you know on Twitter beforehand. But other than that, I don't have anything else. Anything else, guys?
Ice cream is delicious. I wish it didn't hate me.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we could do that for after next week, our favorite ice creams.
Okay.
Oh, no, because that'll just make me sadder. Yeah.
Dungeon Buster, stay away from that chocolate.
Why? Because you can't get it anymore.
It's been a long time, but every once in a while I'll get it, and it's like, oh man, this is so delicious. Oh god, this sucks.
That's the same way I am with hamburger, man. I cannot do hamburger whatsoever.
Oh, that sucked too.
I love hamburger, but fuck hamburgers, man.
But your stomach doesn't love it.
No, it doesn't. It hates it, man. I pay for it every fucking time. All right. Thanks, everybody in chat. Really appreciate it. If you're listening on the archives, thank you guys so much, and gals, for listening. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. I guess I'm gonna be the one to ruin it.
I was going to. I was broke.
Throw you? How about